Witnesses are continuing to testify today in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, was the first to take the stand. She testified that she and Floyd struggled with opioid addictions brought on by chronic pain. Tears streamed down her face as Ross described, quote, a classic story of how many people get addicted to opioids. Here she is.
We both had prescriptions. But after prescriptions that were filled and we got addicted and tried really hard to break that addiction many times.
NPR's Cheryl Corley is in Minneapolis covering the trial and joins us now. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
So Ross said that before Floyd's death, she suspected he was using drugs again after they had both quit for quite a while. Tell us about her testimony.
Well, you know, she talked about George Floyd and what prosecutors like to call spark of life testimony, where they can have people detail how a person lived, who he or she was, to give jurors a better idea of who the person is. Yesterday, jurors got to see Floyd talking to people, being a regular customer in a grocery store. And today, they really got a chance to learn from him, from his girlfriend, Courtney Ross. So she talked about how they met at a Salvation Army shelter in 2017. She called him sweet, that he had asked her if they could pray together when she appeared distraught when they first met. So they eventually ended up in this relationship for about 3 years. And she talked about how he liked to work out, lifting weights, exercising, liked sports, especially football, and playing sports with kids. So it was a chance to see Floyd in a much different light. But she also talked about how they both suffered, as you mentioned, with opioid addiction. And I think that was, you know, something that the prosecution wanted to do, was to put that issue front and center to show that they weren't going to ignore George Floyd's problem with drugs. And so Ross talked about how they both got hooked using prescription opioids for pain and continuing that drug use off and on throughout their relationship.
So yeah, it was a nuanced portrait, but overall, spark of life, I think, is a good way to describe it. After the prosecution had a chance, then the Chauvin defense attorney, Eric Nelson, had an opportunity to cross-examine Ross, and she testified that Floyd was hospitalized for an overdose a couple of months before his death. Now, it's worth remembering here that Floyd is not the one on trial here, but he has been the main subject of today's court session, Cheryl. So what was the Chauvin defense team trying to accomplish with its line of questioning about Floyd?
Well, the defense attorney, Eric Nelson, he had indicated early on in his opening statements that former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's on trial here, did what he was trained to do, that it wasn't his knee on George Floyd's neck that caused Floyd's death, but rather Floyd's illegal drug use, along with heart disease and high blood pressure. At least that's the argument. So he had specific questions about Ross and Floyd's drug use, and about the time, as you mentioned, when Floyd was hospitalized, apparently for a drug overdose, how that might have progressed to heroin. So he was essentially laying the groundwork for arguments that we're likely to hear much more of when the defense actually presents its case.
Cheryl, so far we've had more than a dozen witnesses called already by the prosecution. How many more do we expect?
Well, we don't have a specific number. There could be many more. After Ross, prosecutors called one of the paramedics who arrived on the scene on May 25th. But both sides have hundreds of possible witnesses. They may include experts talking about the use of force. The Minneapolis police chief is reportedly on tap for tomorrow. We're going to hear from medical experts, too, who will talk about George Floyd's death and yeah, their opinions about how and why he passed away.
Plenty more to come. NPR's Cheryl Corley in Minneapolis. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.